All right. UNM 3-4, 1-2 in the league, and the most important stat, we are 1-0 all time when Coach G defers. It was a talking point.
I'm sure it was. First time in 4 years we've deferred on a coin toss. Now, that was only the second coin toss we've won all year. We were 1-for-6 on coin tosses, so, we didn't call it, so maybe that's the key. We were looking for different things to change the momentum. Obviously, starting with the ball is a little different with what we do with the second half. It was obviously key to go out there and get a stop on defense, and we did. Obviously, we were a little different on defense tonight. The idea was to give them something. They played San Diego State last week, much like Nevada is tonight, so they're going to go against our defense essentially two weeks in a row, and I'm sure they practiced all week long and had some stuff, and we gave them a completely different look, which we were able to execute it. So give the kids credit, because when you do something like that, you can lay an egg and it can go the other way. Really disappointed in that last 87-yard drive. That's frustrating, because we had played really good defense, and then we had a bunch of young guys out there, didn't tackle as well. I mean, get game reps, game speed, and they go down 87 yards and score a touchdown, but I thought the offense was unbelievable. I mean, as bad as we were in the second half last week on both sides of the ball, going 6 straight 3-and-outs to start essentially 5 drives. I mean, the last drive of the first half with 24 seconds, I'm going to eliminate that one, but the first 5 drives to go down and score touchdowns was outstanding. And then the defense getting off the field, disappointed with the last touchdown drive with about 24 seconds. I mean, we had a chance to really come in with a 21-point lead at halftime. We gave them a little bit of life, but I thought the offense answered, and then the defense answered, and the offense answered. I mean, we played complimentary football. I've been talking about team 125 can be a good football team if we play complimentary football for 60 minutes, and I thought they did for about 59 tonight. I thought the last minute we got a little lax with some young guys out there, but, Hawaii, our league is so comparative. I mean, I think San Jose State's up 28-14 over Utah State right now. Hawaii goes to San Jose State next week, and I wouldn't be surprised to see Hawaii and San Jose State in a nail biter, and Hawaii, San Jose State going to the island having a chance. I mean, our league is so competitive and so comparable. I'm really proud of our coaches. I'm really proud of our football team, because after the derailment of the second half last week, a football program that doesn't have a strong culture can go one way or the other. It can go south quick. And our kids showed up on Sunday licking their wounds, were quiet, but they had the right attitude, and they showed up Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning was electric. I mean, it was more physical than I wanted to be at practice, because we're pretty beat up. We've actually lost some guys. Cy got injured in practice Thursday. Cy Riley did. Alec didn't really practice all week because of his extremities. I'd say all four of them. Tavian, I didn't think from Tuesday was going to be able to play. He just didn't look as good coming back from all the things he's battling. So we had to rely on a lot of young guys. But I want to give the old guys like Tavian and those guys credit, because they coached those guys up all week long for the situation. And Jamarius, I mean, he's a sophomore. He's played some football, but he played a great game. He listened to coaching. Their attitude and their focus this week was really good. Crazy enough, not better than it's been. But when you have a second half like we had last week, re-engaging that focus can be challenging. It wasn't. I'm really proud of this team. Now, you, Lauren asked a question about Dylan, and Dylan is the voice of this team. What Dylan says, those guys listen to. And he was great all week. He was great on the sideline tonight. Almost too good when they came on the seventh drive on offense, when we went with 2 penalties and then we had to punt the ball back. Dylan came over and apologized to the defense and said, go get us the ball back and we'll make it right. And we did. That's the kind of stuff that has been hit and miss on our sideline, and I thought the focus on that was extremely it made a difference. So we played good, we won, and now we can bury that. You don't even have to ask me those questions. I knew about them. They're over. I don't worry about that stuff. I worry about trying to get this football team. I mean, this week we separated it. It was go 1-0 in the half. We did 0-0, and then go 1-0 in the second half. And that, I mean, we had to limit our focus that much, and I thought they did a good job.
You touched on it, but I mean, obviously a monster game for Jamarius. I mean, mm-hmm. He's had those kind of hit or miss moments, those hit or miss games throughout the year. I mean, what's it like for you to see him turn the corner in the secondary now?
I said it early in the year. I've been around a lot of inexperienced safeties that continue to grow. I've spent more time in that room, not because Coach Owls isn't capable, because that's what I've done for 20 years, and those guys are young, so we've tag-teamed them. And Coach Isles has done a phenomenal job with that room growing every single week. I probably spend time in there because I like coaching kids. I like coaching football. And he's gotten better every week. He's been battling injuries. Hadn't been 100% healthy. I think that tonight him and Andrew Henry were probably as healthy as they've been. And then Zach made a great play on the interception in the first half, and it did. It got it going. I mean, if Jamaris is not the Mountain West Conference Player of the Week on defense with two interceptions, a sack, forced fumble, two PBUs, like six tackles, something like that, seven tackles. I mean, that's an unbelievable game. That's and now I'm going to make him feel bad. That's a Glover Quinn type game. And sometimes there's negatives when you have an uncle that was a 10-year NFL All-Pro safety. Because the expectation of you being that good is there. I have it. I catch myself on when he makes mistakes. And the pressure that kid has faced because of that and the expectation is put on him, he doesn't let it bother him one bit. You saw how confident he is standing up here. And I'm really proud of him for what he's overcome. And I can recall in the third quarter of San Diego State last year, him getting beat on a corner post and having his head down, he's walking the sideline. I mean, as a DB, you got to let that stuff go, man, because things are going to happen. He made two unbelievable plays tonight, was laser focused. I mean, a great play on the sack. The disguise on the sack was outstanding. He looked like he was in man coverage, and he's fast, came off the edge, dipped under the tackle. I mean, they did a great job of executing what we were trying to do, and players win games, coaches don't. We gave him a scheme. I thought Coach Vincent did a great job dialing up, figuring out what they were in. We gave him a different look on offense, but that stuff doesn't work if you don't have the guys that can do it, and the players, they won the game tonight.
How much growth did you see on defense specifically going into this week?
The difference between us and defense last year, we had two turnovers going into this game. Last year, we had 16 turnovers after six games. That is a significant amount of playing time on the field and opportunities to give up plays. We turned the ball over, what, four times today? That's a significant. I mean, they had about 300 yards until about 2 minutes to go in the game. Now they ended up with 403, which pisses me off. But they had 300 yards. I mean, that's the high prolific offense that's moved the ball on a lot of people. They've scored 34 points last week against a similar defense to us. We gave up the 52-yard pass in the first half in man coverage. We missed the tackle. Stephen McBride can run now. He made a guy miss, but we ran him down. I thought there was a little bit more intent today. I thought we got a little taste of it early. I mean, they ran the ball a few times, and we had about seven or eight guys knocking the tar on them. It was good to see those guys run around like that. And then all of a sudden, you see the ball on the ground, and that stuff becomes like a bloodthirsty bear. I mean, it was fun to watch them play like that.
So, as a former player and alumni yourself, how huge is this homecoming win for Albuquerque alumni and students?
I thought the crowd was outstanding tonight. I thought the Lobo Walk, the alumni, the homecoming festivities that they had over there were awesome. Victoria Lujan does a phenomenal job of setting up. I mean, the dinner that they had the other night and all the festivities and activities that they do. The Alumni Association, I mean, Katie Williams and Connie does a great job with all those, getting everybody around town, all the alumni. They were involved. It was special, and when you can win, it makes a big deal.
You said it yourself. I mean, the game plan with Shager in particular, just get the ball out as quickly as possible, mm-hmm. and just see how well he can do in that. And I mean, what was your feeling of how well the pass rush kind of executed?
I thought the pass rush was great. The first time we lined up, we had a five technique outside tackle, and nothing else inside. We were inviting them to run the ball. They tried to run it. They got 2 yards. So then they had, obviously it wasn't what they practiced all week because we never showed that. So they're going to try and draw some stuff up on the sideline. We started the second half in base to see all the stuff, the adjustments that they made at halftime, just try and play the cat and mouse just to try and give us something. I thought our guys did a great job of disguising. I thought they came really hard. I was disappointed in the one personal foul penalty on the late hit, but he did hit him in the face. But I thought Avery Burt did a great job. He hadn't played one snap all year. Tyler Kinney, I mean, those guys didn't realize how tiring it is to run around as much as they are. I mean, they're used to being a three-point stance and slanting back and forth. And again, now they have to go up against 300-pound bodies every day. Well, now they're running into them, and they're having to move around off the ball. I mean, in practice, I had to settle them down the other day. I don't know if you guys have seen the Kansas City Chiefs ring around the Rosie Huddle. They start doing that nonsense. I'm like, guys, that ain't a disguise. Stop that. I mean, let's just chill out and go get the quarterback.
Same goals, but where do you think the intention came from tonight, just as practice
I mean, practice. I mean, we've done it since the Wyoming game. I thought the Wyoming game we were a little bit lack of a significant lack of intensity, especially in the second half. And if we'd have played like that tonight, it would have been a different outcome in the second half of that game. I mean, I can't say anything for the second half of last week. It's the worst thing I've ever been a part of. I mean, it was we got the train got rolling. We couldn't stop it. And you have concerns that is that train going to keep going? Our kids are resilient, man. They believe in what we're doing. And obviously you saw it tonight. The intent, the focus has been there in practice. And like I said, on Tuesday, I thought the practice was more fun. And I'm a defense guy. I love them running into each other. And I hate because the worst thing you can ever hear or say on a football field is soft. And I thought they were too physical on Tuesday. And we didn't do as much we didn't do any one-on-ones against ones on Wednesday, which is not like me because I really like the speed of the game. But I wanted to make it to the game without getting guys beat up because we're pretty beat up as a football team. And if you can't slow them down, the only way to do it is not do it. And I'm the one that professes the only way you get good at something is to actually do it. So that's a testament to that locker room. That's how bad they wanted to get this thing going. Now hopefully we can keep it rolling.
Coach, I think Zach Vigil probably saw probably saw the most action of his career since joining the Lobos last year. So what factors convinced you that Zach would deserve
that playing time he got tonight? That running back room is really deep. The idea early in the season was to redshirt Zach because we had – obviously, Bill's a really good player. You got Sherrod, you got Dorian Lewis, you got Andrew Henry, and different guys have been healthy at different times. I mean, at the beginning of the season, they were six deep, and that room was like, holy cow, we got so many running backs. And then Dorian gets hurt, and Bill gets banged up here and there. And then Andrew got hurt during fall camp with a serious high ankle sprain that took about 6 weeks to recover. And then he gets rolled up in practice a couple weeks ago and has to fight through that and give him credit because those guys work their tails off. And Zach is a team guy. Zach is a good football player. He's probably our best pass protector. But we had to give him the ball a few times when he's in there because if you only go in there, like they put zero in there, we knew it. Now they handed the ball off to zero and he got an 8-yard run because they don't normally do that. So we had to give ball to Zach a couple times. He had a huge first down catch and turned up and got an extra 6 yards for the first down. I am so proud of Zach Vigil because he shows up every day with the right attitude. Lost his stepmom about 4 weeks ago and battled through that. Nobody would ever know that the young man was going through something personal. I mean, I'm so proud of Zach Vigil. I mean, he deserved all the carries he got tonight and all the accolades, and he's a tough guy, and he played on special teams. He ran down on kickoff. I mean, he's a team guy. I mean, we got a bunch of team guys in there, and I'm really proud of Zach.
The injury to Cy on Thursday, what was that in particular?
I don't really want to talk about it because it'd give other people advantage, but Cy wasn't able to play, and so he'll be back on next week. The idea is he'll be back next week, but it was Thursday on a non-padded practice, so.
What kind of confidence, Coach, going forward? Is this a victory like tonight? You know, you mentioned last week against San Jose State, mm-hmm. It was your mistakes, you said, in the third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, on both ends of the ball, New Mexico played very well. What kind of confidence does that give the team going
forward? Well, the talk all week was let's find out how special Team 125 can be by putting 60 minutes together. And if we put 60 minutes together, then we'll look at the scoreboard at the end of the day. So I'm hoping that gives them a ton of confidence because they were laser focused, especially the beginning of the second half. I mean, you saw some really good stuff right there early. I mean, the first drive by the offense, defense comes out, gets a stop. I mean, it was really until the seventh drive on offense when we had our first penalty that backed us behind the sticks, and then we didn't get out of it. I mean, we got to continue that and build on that. Now, we still had 10 penalties. I'm going to have to go figure out what the heck the other 9 were, but we still got to fix that. But we were able to overcome those tonight.
So being the head coach of the Lobos, right, in your very particular position to mold some very talented young men, mm-hmm. How do you as the head coach motivate them, especially after a devastating loss?
I mean, you know what? Those kids know that I love them with all my heart and that I would do anything for them, and I think they would be willing to take a bullet for me. And them knowing that and me knowing, I mean, their story, I mean, they believe in this football team. They're willing to show up every single day and work. They believe in each other. You heard Jamarius talk about how they're always together. I mean, there's something special in that locker room. We just got to keep it going.
Derek Moore, I mean, got the start in place of Tavian. What was your read on his performance?
Unbelievable. For a true freshman to come in who hasn't played, to not panic, and I mean, he had a great week of preparation. I thought Tavian did a great job in preparing Derek. But give Derek credit because it's hard for a true freshman to play that position. I mean, obviously, A.J. Halsey did it last year and played well. So we recruited that position very well. But Derek Moore played like a stud tonight. He didn't play like a true freshman. And you can oftentimes, I mean, there's a lot of times that, you know, the starting quarterback gets hurt and the backup comes in and he freaking lights it up and tears it up. And then he starts the second week and lays an egg because all of a sudden you've had to prepare for a week. Guys prepare for you. It's a little different scenario. I'm going to be a lot of pressure on Derek Moore if Tavian ain't fully healthy next week to not lay that egg.
What is the injury of Tavian? Is it just re-aggravating?
He re-aggravated his knee and ankle on that leg. I mean, it was he tried to go. He practiced a little bit on Thursday. I didn't think he looked good enough. He's got to continue. Tavian is so prideful, and he spent so much time in that training room. I think he was disappointed that he wasn't able to play. I know he was disappointed, but there was a lot into that, and his leadership on this team is unbelievable. I mean, he's the voice on defense, him and Alec. And for him to stay into it and coach up Derek the way he did was impressive.
And then Marvin wasn't available tonight either.
Marvin was not available. That was a concussion from last week. He started out of concussion protocol. He'll be available next week.
Anything else for Coach?
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Go Lobos.
Thank you.
Thank you.